All right, guys. Welcome to the Tuesday night team call. This is Nikki Moore. I'm part of your upline. I'm a presidential diamond, and I have been with the company since August of 2010, so coming up on my two-year anniversary, which is really exciting. So I'm excited that you guys all chose to plug in, and I know that some of you chose to plug in on Denise's call that we had prior to this, and that's why we're starting just a couple minutes late. But how amazing. I mean, I still get on those calls about the opportunity and listening to that because we just have such an amazing opportunity with this company. It blows my mind. We went and did an opportunity meeting last night here locally in Grand Rapids, and I'm such a goofball that I leave and I'm all pumped up just from talking about it. So I think that whenever somebody gets into a little slump, all you gotta do is share it with somebody. And for me, it just revives me all over again just to think about the potential and think about the possibility and how far we've come and how far we have left to go. I mean, it's a never-ending journey, and it just keeps getting better and better, and so it's really exciting. I want to let you know that we are also going to be on a sidelines call tonight at 10 o'clock, and it's not anything that I really posted. It's her team call, but if you have any chiropractors or massage therapists or anybody in that type of a field that you feel would be a good candidate for this business, they all are really, but if you feel that you know somebody that might be interested, you can go ahead and plug them into that call as well. That will be posted, or that will be recorded, and I'll post that one too, so that'll be a nice thing that you guys can use as a resource for chiropractors and people in that health and wellness industry. So I wanted to talk tonight about overcoming some objections that we might have for ourselves, per se, and just about our business and how we run it. And it's such a catch-22 with this business. We have such an amazing opportunity. I don't know anybody that shouldn't jump on board. I mean, unless you are just fully loaded and you're a trust fund baby and you never need another dime for the rest of your life. But even with that being said, I've heard so many people tell me that they love the community that they get with It Works. They love that freedom, fun, and friendship, that motto that It Works has, and they love being part of a bigger unit than themselves, that sense of camaraderie and community that they get with the business. But sometimes we feel like our business isn't going fast enough. I mean, this is a business. It's a really cheap business investment. It's a business that you can be so successful at. You can build a $1 million empire just through word of mouth, and you get compensated for it. But sometimes we forget that it's also a business, that it is something that we have to work towards and we have to put a little effort forth. But sometimes we feel like we're putting effort out there, or maybe we're spinning our wheels, that maybe what we're doing isn't really that productive, but we feel like we're getting out there and doing it. And it's just we feel like we're not going fast enough. This is probably the main reason why people will get discouraged. People will become discouraged in your business, and I'm sure it's happened to you as well. Maybe it hasn't. I've been through those ups and downs, and I've been through those moments in my business that I felt very discouraged. But I hear it over and over again, that's just not going fast enough. And I acknowledge that, and I get that, because our frustrations are very real, and we're always going to have them. Cammy Dempsey has frustrations. Denise Walsh has frustrations. Mark Pentecost has frustrations, you know, and he has an amazing business empire, really, when you think about it. The greatest business leaders get frustrated from time to time, and it's okay. Really, what our job is for us to get through those thick points in our business. It's for us to get through that and overcome it, because that's what's going to make us stronger. The key really is to learning to manage your frustrations. Because what's going to happen is if you get frustrated and you just dwell on it and you let it overtake you, it will paralyze you. And unfortunately, for some of us, it's going to make us quit. Because what's cool about this business is we have expectations. We have expectations about the way that it's supposed to go. But if it doesn't meet our expectations in the time frame that we dictate, the things that we want, the time is now, we do get discouraged and we do get frustrated. And so there's so many things I know that can get us frustrated with this business. You have a good friend that signs up and then they're just not into it. They quit. We've all had that happen. I've had that happen plenty of times. You know, who's the first person that you share this business with? Your friends and your family. They're people that you love the most because you see the big picture with this company and you want to share it with other people because you want them to be on board. Unfortunately, the sad reality of it is that our friends don't always have the same vision as we do. They might not have the same confidence or belief level that we do. And when people get frustrated about that, one of the things that I tell them is that, you know, I became a teacher. But that doesn't mean that all of my friends, before I decided to go into teaching, are also going to become teachers. Now, along the way, when I'm in that community, will I make friends that are teachers? You bet. But even with that being said, I might have an interest that those friends might not share. And so just because it's something that holds your passion, that holds your heart, that you feel is really cool, doesn't mean that it's going to be alluring to other people as well. Another thing that sometimes gets us frustrated is, this happens all the time, I'm not kidding you, 3 or 4 people are going to tell you that they're ready to sign up, and then they never pull the trigger. I have people that will email me, will call me, be like, call me back right now, hurry up and email me, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to sign up. And I call them back and I don't get anything. I email them, nothing. Facebook, nothing. Don't knock on their door, nothing. You know, and then sometimes you're like, well, I don't want to bring it up, right? I guess if they're interested, they'll bring it up again. Well, really, that is the case. You know, people will tell you that they're ready to go, but then they don't pull the trigger. Sometimes we get into this business and we have a check in mind and it doesn't meet our expectations. Every month, my husband always says, what do you think our check's going to be? You ask him, I never want to speculate. I have a number in my head that I know that I will be at some point. I have a number in my head that I would like my check to be at, but I never speculate what my check is going to be at. I never count my chickens before they're hatched because that is an expectation that I will not allow myself to be discouraged on or frustrated on when it doesn't come to fruition. But sometimes that happens. We expect a little bit more than what we really have or what we really worked for or what we really earned. And that doesn't mean that you didn't work hard because I know that there's lots of months that I work super, super duper hard and I don't know that my check reflects that effort. Where there's other months where I feel like I'm skating through, I guess I can't say months, I really should say weeks within a month. You know, if I go on a vacation or I take a couple days off here and there and then my check is bigger than I expected it to be. But those type of things feel like setbacks for us. Sometimes the demands on your time will be so great that you're not going to be able to find time to work your business or clean your house or make dinner or do laundry. Whatever it is, there's going to come a point where you're going to have to pick and choose sometimes. And sometimes what that means is that means you don't pick up the phone for a day. That means you don't schedule something for a weekend so you can take time to recoup. But those type of things can get us frustrated when we're ready to go and we just don't have the constraints because we've got to run our kids here and there. We've got to get dinner on the table. We've got to get laundry washed. Whatever it may be, those things cause a lot of frustration for us if we're very motivated and we're very driven with our business. What happens then if your top distributor or somebody that you really had a lot of stock in, they get really discouraged or they have a problem that gets them really discouraged? Not only do you have to be your own cheerleader and get these new people on board, but you've got somebody that's been in the business, and now you've got to cheer them on. You've got to be their support person. That can be frustrating. That can be discouraging. But it happens. Because in life, we have things that happen, and a lot of times we call them circumstances, right? Circumstances, life, they trigger feelings of disappointment. We experience these things, but the way that we handle them is the way that propels us forward. And if we let them, these circumstances, get in our way, what they're going to do is they're going to cause setbacks. But the key to any business is not to ever let the highs get too high or the lows get too low. Don't let things become setbacks, per se. They can become a disappointment. They can become a frustration. But don't let it affect you. How you manage your emotions is going to determine how high you climb in this business. We're all going to have those days. We're going to have those days where we're very disappointed in the way that things turned out for that day or with a particular person that maybe didn't sign up or we're not going fast enough. But if we learn to manage our emotions and we become productive with that, those disappointments that we encounter day in, day out, it doesn't matter if it's a business or it's personal related, they can turn into victories for us. Because really what we need to do is we need to figure out what the lesson is, maybe for ourselves and how we reacted to somebody and the way that we went about our business, the way that we approach somebody, the way that we follow up with somebody, the way that we get things on the books. All of those things are going to determine your success. Is part of the journey that sometimes we're going to let those lows get to us. But don't let that crisis turn into ruin. The key to your success will be your ability to quickly refocus on the next task at hand. Refocus on the next person to show your business to and get them started. I had somebody, I'm not picking on anybody, I think this is a really good, and I think this is a good example. I felt this way before too. That they've worked so hard with getting new people up and running that when the next person comes along, they're like, is it worth my time? I cannot tell you in the last 2 years how much time and emotion, I mean, just like love and compassion and support and determination and confidence and all of these things that I want to instill in new people because I can see it in them. I can see the big picture with the opportunity. I can see the forest through the trees for somebody when they can't see them that themselves. But I spent countless hours training individual people only to find out that I can't find them in the next month, that they don't pick up the phone when I call, that they don't return an email, that they don't respond to a Facebook message. Whatever it may be, and then it's like, man, the next person comes along, and sometimes what do? We say, oh, this person's voice, or this person's mannerisms, or this person has the same name as so-and-so, and this is what happened with so-and-so, so I'm not going to get too invested in this person. You never know who your next superstar is. You really don't, and your superstar is going to come in a form that you might not recognize. They're probably not going to be the most perfect person. You cannot judge a book by its cover. You do not know what that person is made of on the inside. You don't know where that person is coming from, and you don't know where that person is going. And so we really need to approach every new person, every new prospect, every new customer. I'm very appreciative for my loyal customers. And every person that I get that comes into my organization, whatever form they come to me in, I want to work with them. I want to be there for them. And I want to approach everybody with an open mind, I guess, an open slate. But really what we need to look at is, are we responding or are we reacting to people? Because there's a difference between a response and a reaction. And the difference is you. The difference is in how you handle it. Reading a book by Zig Ziglar called Top Performers. And when I was in Pennsylvania, I think I did this in North Carolina too, I was sharing this with them. And it was talking about, Zig Ziglar is talking about the difference between a response and a reaction. And a response is positive. When you respond to somebody, it's positive. And when you react, it's a negative. It's almost like that defense. You know, you have that defense mechanism where your feathers get a little bit ruffled and you react to people. And so what are you choosing to do with other people in your lives? What are you choosing to do? Are you choosing to respond or react? This is a really cool story that illustrates the point, really, I think. But Zig Ziglar was hurt. He was in a rush to get on a flight to get back to Dallas. And he approached the airport exactly at 2 p.m. He had a 3 o'clock departure time. And so that gave him just an hour, really, to get to the line, get on the plane, and get to where he needed to be in that short amount of time. So he got two lines, and he picked – there was two lines at the ticket counter, and he picked the shortest one, of course. Well, as soon as the announcement was made for people to come over on the 3 o'clock flight, you know, come over here and get mine over here, he ran over to the position, and he was the first in line. The ticket agent looked at him, and she smiled, and she said, the 3 o'clock flight to Dallas has been canceled. To this, I enthusiastically responded, fantastic. And when I said that, the ticket agent, with a puzzled expression on her face, asked, now, why in the world would you say fantastic when I just told you that the 3 o'clock flight to Dallas has been canceled? I smiled back at her and said, "Ma'am, there are only three reasons why anybody would cancel a flight to Dallas. Number one, something must be wrong with the airplane. Number two, something must be wrong with the person who was going to fly the airplane. Number three, something must be wrong with the weather that they're going to fly the airplane in. Now, ma'am, if any one of those three situations exists, I don't want to be up there. I want to be right down here. This is fantastic." And he goes on to say, have you ever noticed that some people seem to delight in delivering bad news? It's like they just can't wait to let you know that life is tough and you're in for a tough time. So in that, she replied with her hands on her hips and a "I'm not done with you" type expression on her face. She said, "Well, yes, but the next flight doesn't leave till 6:05. Now, mind you, it's 2 o'clock. To that, I responded, "Fantastic." Now, everybody's looking at me with that look on their face thinking, is this guy nuts? Why is he saying that everything is fantastic? And the lady looked at me in complete shock and said, "Now, I'm really puzzled. Why in the world would you say fantastic when I just told you you've got a 4-hour wait in the airport in Kansas City, Missouri?" "Why?" he said, "Ma'am, it's very simple. In all my years of living, never before my entire life have I had a chance to spend 4 hours in the Kansas City, Missouri airport. Do you realize that at this moment there are literally tens of millions of people on the face of this earth who are not only cold, but they are also hungry? Here, I am in a beautiful facility. Even though it's cold outside, it's comfortable in here. Down the corridor is a nice little coffee shop. I'm going to go down there, relax for a few minutes, and enjoy a cup of coffee. Then I've got some extremely important work that I need to take care of. And here I am in one of the nicest buildings in the whole area. It's easily the biggest, most comfortable, rent-free office that I've ever had at my disposal. Fantastic." I love that. Now, are we gonna approach all of life's mishaps or disappointments or circumstances that way? Probably not. I mean, I'm guilty of losing my temper sometimes very quickly, mostly with my children. But it goes to show that you have a choice in responding in reaction. It's really up to you. It's really back in the power of your hands. And so frustrations are always what you make of it. From Jordan Adler, if you have not read Beach Money, I strongly suggest, especially if you're new to the business, if you've been hanging around a while and you still haven't got your hands on it, you're going to have to order it through, Amazon or Craigslist or something like that, because it's not in circulation anymore as far as the publication goes, but you can get your hands on it that way. I can also help you get your hands on that book if you need me to, so you can inbox me if you would like to, but it's a great read. It's a really easy read, and it's something that I just feel really strongly convicted about, all of the things that he set forth in his book, that it's really for the person that's just starting out. It's for the person that's been in the business for 5 years. It really speaks to everybody. But Jordan Adler had a little blog, and he talked about how he had a recent dry spell of 60 days where he signed nobody up. I would cry. I would cry if I had a 60-day dry spell. I've had a 20, 30-day dry spell, and it about tore me up. But that's the way that life is, and I'm still here, and my business is still going strong. So he goes on to say after a 60-day dry spell, he didn't sign up anybody. He kept meeting new people and setting up times to show them his business. But between the new people and a few that I showed it to years ago, they recently expressed some interest. And so he had finally had 10 people that were actively in the pipeline. And then all of a sudden, he writes, 3 signed up in the past 2 days. And there are 7 that say they're going to do it, but they're all dragging their feet. He says that the key is to fill the pipeline with so many people that you're never waiting by the phone for somebody to call you back. Always fall forward. In skiing, you lean downhill to the bottom of the mountain. Leaning backwards toward the mountains will cause you to fall. Lean into your frustrations by focusing forward on new people all the time. Always ask who's next. Remember that this is a business of exposing new people to your product and opportunity. That's what we are. We are dream casters. We are in the business of getting the word out. People cannot buy from you if they don't know what you have. And so there's action steps for that as well. But your business always goes by finding new business builders. And he goes on to say that dwelling on your disappointments is the equivalent of leaning backwards into the hill. Always lean forward and never lean back. And Mike Petillo said it before too. He's like, I will fall. I will fall in this business at time to time. I will fall in all of my endeavors. But I always fall forward. I will never fall back. I think that's a fantastic analogy. I don't know if he, I know he's friends with Jordan Adler, and I don't know if he took it from that or not. But I think about it. We are going to fall from time to time. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to have 100% batting average. I don't even know how you say it. I mean, my husband could tell me how you say it right. But, you know, we are not always going to hit a home run. Every time that ball is not going to connect with our bat every single time. We're going to strike out from time to time. But the key is, are you going to fall forward and learn from it and keep going? Are you going to fall backwards and sit there on your high knee and wait for somebody to come along and pick you up? It's all completely up to you. Do you respond or do you react? We are selling an opportunity to people. We are sharing an opportunity. We're selling a dream. We're sharing a dream. We're dream casters, and you need to get their dreams down, because their dreams can come true, but it's just you need to find the people that are dreaming. And if you come across people that are in existence that are in your business, or if you come across people that are just being exposed, but those people aren't dreaming or they don't care to dream, and you can't spark that fire, then you keep going and you keep filling that pipeline. You keep filling the pipeline and you share it with as many people as you can. You get those blitz cards out. You get those emails going. You make a nonchalant post on Facebook here and there. You book some events. You get some parties going. You do all of those action steps that we have the tools for your success. And like Cammie Dempsey said today, she said on a call for leadership, she said, you know, we have the tools for you to succeed. You just put the personality into it. So put your personality into it and fill the pipeline. Get those people going. Because every day there are thousands of people that become perfect candidates for your business. You know, maybe literally yesterday the situation wasn't right. The timing wasn't right for them. But something changed today and they are a perfect candidate. Sometimes today you don't have a perfect candidate, but next week they're going to be. Now that I've been in the business for 2 years, I mean, it did take some time. It was a big learning curve for me. I have people that contact me after 3, 6, 9, 12 months of asking me for information or of me offering the opportunity to them. Sometimes it does take people that long. And I'm in it for the long haul, so I don't care. I'm not very high pressure. I will follow up. Don't get the two confused between high pressure and really strong-arming somebody into something with following up. Because statistically, research shows that you do need to follow up with somebody at least 5 to 7 times before they typically will show an interest or before they will buy a product. I mean, that's kind of a golden rule for direct sales or anybody that is in a business like that. 5 to 7 contact points is what it takes. But sometimes the timing isn't right for them right now. But it is tomorrow, and I'm finding that out. And when people say, hey, right now is not a really good time, but I'm interested, that is great. You know where to find me because I'm in it for the long haul, and you can certainly, you're going to be able to find me next year because I'm going to be around, and my name's going to be all around, so you're going to have a really easy time finding me. That's my mentality. Is that your mentality? Is that what you're thinking about for yourself? Or are you getting bogged down with the buts and the no's and the maybes and the I don't know's right now? Or are you going to go ahead and choose to respond versus reacting to maybe even your own objections, your own frustrations that you're putting upon yourself? Because, you know, life happens. People get married. They get divorced. They get laid off. They have to lay off their staff. They get a pay cut. They get injured. They get fired. They have a child. They lose a child. They're approaching retirement. They got, you know, they don't have a retirement. Whatever it is, circumstances change, and people can go from having no interest to being the perfect candidate for your business at that time. But your job is to go out and find it to them and show it to them, and using those tools that we have for success. So, really, I think that, you know, you want to fill your pipeline. You want to train your downline. if you, Jordan Adler says that he finds the remedy that cures all of his frustrations is by sponsoring a new distributor. And some of us say, yeah, that would be great. I would love it. You know, I'll be frustrated every day. I'll be frustrated 30 days a month and I'll get a new distributor and that will remedy it, right? If you're not getting somebody, and go ahead and focus on the people that you have. They're more important. What's that expression, one in the hand is worth more than two in the bush, right? I think that's, you know, a bird hunting expression. You know, so the person that's in your organization, they're so much more valuable than the prospect that could be, that may be, that might be. Those are the people that you really want to focus your time on. And Kathy, and Kathy, I want to consolidate the words, but Nathan Dempsey, he even talks again, too, about a third. A third of it should be that professional development. A third of it should be recruiting and getting them out there. And a third should be working with your team. And you should be dividing your time that way. Sometimes people will think, oh, if I get to $8,000 a month, I know it's going to be a lot easier. Or if I make $10,000 a month, or if I make $600 a month, or I make $100,000 a month, then the business is going to be easier. I'm going to tell you firsthand that my job, my day-to-day, my ins and outs is no different than yours. Denise Walsh, who makes, you know, four times what I make, her day-to-day activities and action steps and frustrations are no different than mine, which are no different than yours. And the same thing goes for Cammy. You know, Cammy's making a significant amount of money a month, more than most people will ever make in a year or 2 years or 3 years, really, if you think about it, if you think about the national average income. I mean, she makes more in a month than most people make in, you know, 3 to 4 years. But she has the same frustrations. She has the same setbacks. She has people telling her no. And it doesn't matter because we have a business to run. We have frustrations in the business. I mean, think about Mark Pentecost. Think about the frustrations that he's had with these wrap shortages. I mean, what good problem for him to have, but a frustrating problem, right? We've already met our 100 million goal for the year. From January to April, we exceeded all of last year's sales. Holy cow, that's awesome, right? But what did that do? It put us in a wrap shortage. We were behind because he had no expectation whatsoever of the growth surge of the company. And we're still not saturated. And we still aren't even there yet. I mean, that's what's nuts. But so everybody has frustrations, you know. So it happens across the board, but it's how we deal with it. Here's how you overcome that. You focus on the big picture. And then you go back to your why. Go back to your why. Go back to your dream board. Remember why you're doing this. That is the catalyst, and that will propel you through everything. If I've ever felt like quitting, I think, oh, my gosh, I have these beautiful babies that I just want to set. I want to set life for them. I want to take them places. I want to show them the world. I want to spend my physical time with them. I can't quit this. What would I do? I'd go back to a 9-to-5 job. To me, that's a death sentence right now. That's horrible. Can't imagine giving up my freedom. Go back to your why. Focus on the big, big picture. See the forest through the trees. And the other thing that you need to do, too, is let go of those frustrations. Seek out the lessons. Maybe you were too abrasive. Maybe you were too pushy. Maybe you didn't tell them enough. Maybe you didn't follow up with them. Maybe that person that passed you that you kind of had that gut feeling about, you know, if any moms on the team, you have that mother's intuition, right? Man, everything that I read says you go with that. You go with that gut instinct. I think we have that too. I know we have that. I felt that about people that I've talked to. Like, I just got to give them a card. I just got to talk to them. I just got to say hi. You know, those types of things can lead to our frustration, but we can let go of those and we can go on to the next. We can go on to the next opportunity and we can learn based on the circumstances at home. So really bottom line with this, our frustrations are here to test us. They're here to determine whether you're prepared for success. Because success is not just a real easy 1, 2, 3. I've heard this quote. I don't even know where it's from. I don't even know what it applies to, but I think it applies to us. Nobody said it would be easy, but they said it would be worth it. It will be worth it. And it doesn't matter what you do. if you have a regular job that you're looking to get out of, don't tell me there's not frustrations with that business. If you have children, if you're married, if you have parents or in-laws, there's frustrations. It doesn't mean that you don't get through it and you can't see the forest through the trees, but it's going to happen. So a frustration sometimes tests us and see if we're prepared for that success. Kenny Trout is a friend of Jordan Adler's, and he's a million, possibly a billionaire. And he told Jordan Adler in a post that if he had become a billionaire overnight, he would have lost all of his money. He needed to learn the lessons of success in order to become a great steward of his money and success. In other words, he needed to walk through the fire, learning to manage your emotions through time of stress and through times of triumph are keys to building a successful business. And I don't believe that anyone can grow a successful team without learning to navigate the seas of doubt, fear, frustration, and disappointment. So, I mean, that's what he had to say about it, and I agree wholeheartedly. I think that we need to be in the place where our future distributors are going to be. I think that sometimes when we do things or we learn our lessons, it's a really good thing that we can pass along to our team members and we can help them grow because we're helping other people on their journey as well. And in time, your paycheck will reflect your ability to grow through these emotions for yourself and help other people do the same. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the business. Know that frustrations, know that setbacks, circumstances, disappointments, of those things, in addition to the success and the confidence and the fun and the freedom, all of that stuff is going to go hand in hand at times. And sometimes it's not going to be in the way that we want to or in the fashion that we want to or in the time that we want it to, but it's all going to happen and it's all very real. So I'm going to go ahead. We have a couple minutes. I did awesome as far as time is concerned. If you've been around with me, 40 minutes, that's pretty good, isn't it? So I'm going to open up the call. I'm going to let you guys ask some questions if you want to. I'm going to ask that maybe you mute your phone if you have a lot of background noise, and so that way we can hear the person at hand. So let me unmute and see if there's any questions. Just a second. All right, guys, you are unmuted. Does anybody have any questions or comments or concerns?
Over here.
I'm sorry, who was that? Any questions? No? All right.
I have a question. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Nikki and anyone else that's on who has been on the team and in the business for a while now, whatever that may be for you, what would you say is the single most difficult position that you've been in or difficult or most frustration that you've had with the business and how to get over it?
What would you say would be the most frustrating thing? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll let somebody else answer if they want to. Would anybody care to share, like, maybe what the most frustrating thing was for you, somebody that's been in the business a little while, and how did you overcome that?
I would think what she was talking about.
What's that? Come on, guys. I know you're not quiet. All right. I'm going to call somebody out in a second. Shannon, are you on the call? I thought I saw Shannon. Anne Marie, are you on the call?
I am. How are you?
Okay. Hey.
Yay, Anne Marie, step up.
Anne Marie doesn't have a choice. Anne Marie's Simon, so I have to call her out. But So, Anne-Marie, what would you say would be, like, something that was very frustrating for you, but that you felt like as time went on you overcame it, or how did you overcome it, or some things that maybe just kind of ate at you?
I think, let me say, there's a couple of things that really, that were frustrating. I think one of the things were negative responses from people when we initially started, you know, putting the product out there. And, you know, the people who wanted to prove us wrong. And I was so excited about the product that I just wanted them to believe that it really did work. And I think once I let go of not being able to control them and saying, hey, it really does work. You know, not everybody is going to believe the product works, and it's not a product for everybody. And, you know, just being simply nice to them, saying, you know, you have my information if you change your mind. You know, I'd love to help you out, or I'd love to get the product on you, or, you know, get you going on something. And I think just being able to walk away from somebody that said no was very difficult.
Thank you. I think that was perfect.
Yeah, it's hard to do, you know, because my love of the product, I want everybody else to love it, and they're not going to. And, you know, that's hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. And then when you get those skeptics, you just feel like sometimes you feel so defensive. I know that sometimes when I first started, if people would kind of be negative about the company, it would get me on the defense, you know, like, oh, it doesn't work, or this and that. But then I started to realize, you know what, I didn't make the applicator. I'm not the formulator. You know what I mean? Why am I getting so defensive about it?
Right, exactly.
I felt like I always had to stick up for the company. And once I realized that, it was kind of like, I think it's pretty amazing, but, you know, some people like Coke, some people like Pepsi. You know, and you're not going to, if they don't like it, they don't like it, you can walk away.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else have any questions? Or
Nikki, can I add one more thing? It's Melissa.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Anne-Marie. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yes, you're right. Yay, happy birthday.
I ate my cake, took my Fat Fighters, and put in a wrap on tonight.
That's an awesome birthday gift. What are you going to party, girl?
What's that? What'd you say?
I said you should go out and party.
I'm too old for that crap.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for plugging in tonight. You guys, let me know if you need anything. The end of the month is drawing near. I just want to remind everybody, please don't wait till the last minute if you're going to promote. Don't wait till the last minute to get your stuff in. If you need me to double-check your charting, I'm more than happy to double-check you or work with your upline, your direct upline, to help you chart. We do have quite a few days. I've seen it happen. Nothing is unobtainable at this stage of the game. So it's an open market. And another thing right now is we got one more month left of the $99 guarantee. In terms of August is the last month that they promised that it will be $99. Will they keep it after August? I don't know. But I would run with that urgency right now and let people know that the sooner that they get signed up, the more time that they have to offer it to their prospects for $99 right now as well. So, all right, guys, have an amazing end of the month, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.